This is an excerpt of an interview I conducted with Peter Grester, former journalist and our campaigner with the Alliance for Journalists' Freedom. In light of his advocacy and journalism experience, I asked him if there was a point at which journalists needed to become activists to defend their own work. This was his response.
I think there is, yes. And I think the right to know, I mean, it's interesting. I was talking yesterday with a Red Cross, an ICRC staffer. We're presenting a film together in a few weeks. And one of the things we were discussing is the idea of niches. The ICRC adopts a deliberately apolitical approach. It does not speak about the things that it sees. It witnesses horrific abuses. It documents evidence of torture, of murder, of all sorts of things, but it will not speak about them. And that can be quite conflicting. A lot of other organizations complain about that. But ICRC says, look, we wouldn't be able to get the access that we do if we took a more vocal approach, a more activist approach to this. That's what Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International are for. Each of those groups have their own roles, had their own niche in that kind of environment. The AJF has explicitly decided to be more non-confrontational, collaborative. We see that there's a role for an organization to, we see that there's value in being seen not so much as an opponent of government, but as a friend of government, as a kind of intermediary. We think that there's value in collaborating, cooperating with, being seen as a collaborator rather than as an external lobby group. We think that there's real value in having those kinds of people out there, and that's what the ARTK does. It does that much more aggressively. The MEAA also takes a more activist approach to these things. We've gone for advocacy because we think that, well, both there's a niche in there and there's a value in it. But to say that, to nominate a moment when you need to step from one side, from one role, from the advocate role into the activist role, I think is a little bit arbitrary. It's always going to be hard to define that. What I'd say is that we need both.
Right.
Both are necessary. Both have their place.
They're kind of complementary roles.
Yeah, exactly. It is complementary. And I think that's a very good way of putting it. They're complementary. I've never really been an activist, I suppose, in the sense that I've never really sort of gone aggressively with all guns blazing. I mean, part of my work as a journalist has been to see the complexity in these kinds of issues and to understand. So I've got a lot of criticisms of government and the way government has drafted national security legislation. But I also understand the very powerful political imperative that they have to make sure that they maintain control over national security. Now, I happen to think there's also a degree of there's a seductiveness, you know, it's very sexy and seductive to keep building, taking more power and control for governments. But there is also a political problem they have to address. No politician wants to stand up and say, actually, we think that this piece of national security legislation goes too far, and then a week later have another Lint Cafe siege, you know, which puts them in a very difficult political bind. It's very rare that you're going to be criticized for pushing too hard on national security. You're much more likely to cause yourself a problem if you go soft on national security. And so I kind of understand that political problem that governments find themselves in. So our role is to say, look, as advocates, we tend to say, look, we understand where you're coming from. We understand that there's a need to maintain, to protect national security. But we think that you're considering national security too narrowly. We think that part of the security of the nation, broadly defined, includes having a free press that's capable of keeping the government honest. And that if in passing national security legislation, you are damaging press freedom, then you're fundamentally undermining one of the key pillars of the system that's made us one of the safest and most prosperous places on earth in the first place.